Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for sticking around for this session. I know it's the end of the day and it's been a long one for many of us. So yes, my presentation today is on risk assessment of impaired driving offenders in Canada, a focus group study on knowledge and practices. Before I start, I would like to mention that this project was funded by a Canadian Institute of Health Research team grant supporting transdisciplinary research examining DWI onset, persistence, prevention, and treatment. And I would also like to mention that Robin Robertson, Ward Van Laar from the Traffic Injury Research Foundation, and Tom Brown from Douglas Mental Health Institute helped with this project. So for this project, or for this presentation, I'm going to review the background and purpose of the study, as well as highlight interesting outcomes from the focus groups and discuss ongoing aspects of the project. So the focus of this project was on current knowledge and practices related to risk assessment of impaired drivers in Canada. And before I get too far ahead of myself, I would like to explain what risk assessments are for the purposes of this project as well as for this presentation. And risk assessments are basically predictive screening tools or instruments that are used to classify offenders according to the likelihood of recidivism. And they also classify offenders into low, moderate, or high risk categories, or whether a more thorough substance abuse or mental health assessment should be conducted. A comprehensive risk assessment instrument has the ability to identify major risks and needs of an offender and then can help address those risks and needs by a clinician. This is an example of a risk assessment tool, which is the alcohol dependency scale, just a visual example of what I'm talking about. So here is a bit more of background on risk assessments of impaired drivers in Canada. Risk assessments vary within the criminal justice system and the administrative driver licensing systems. Among the justice system, it functions in accordance with federal law and is uniformly applied across across Canada, among the provinces and territories. And in the licensing, the licensing agencies are administered by provincial authorities, and they vary across Canada. So the risk assessments also vary among these two groups. For the justice system, the risk assessments look at risk of recidivism, and within the licensing agencies, the risk assessments look at risk of drinking relapse or measuring drinking problems. So the purpose of the overall study was to gauge knowledge among licensing and justice professionals regarding effective risk tools and practices. We wanted to look at the use of risk assessments in both the criminal justice and the licensing system, and we wanted to identify and explore barriers that impede the use of effective risk assessment strategies. We conducted five focus groups across Canada, and again, they were to determine the current state of knowledge of risk assessments, to inventory the risk assessment instruments and tools used applied to impaired drivers. And we also wanted to find out if there were any barriers that the practitioners routinely encountered. And these focus groups, we primarily wanted to hear from justice professionals, treatment staff, remedial program and licensing staff. These were the people who are most engaged in the risk assessment process, and they are the ones who do most of the management of impaired drivers. So just as a visual or geographic picture of Canada, I wanted to point out which provinces we conducted the focus groups in. If you start always on the East Coast, we looked at Nova Scotia, Quebec, Ontario, Alberta, and the Northwest Territories. So I'd like to provide a bit more detail about the focus groups before I provide any of the highlights. The participants were selected based on their profession and their experience and availability. These included addiction clinicians, social workers, researchers, defense attorneys, prosecutors, judges, police officers, probation officers, and individuals from provincial transportation and licensing agencies. The group sizes varied from about 5 to 10 people in each group, and the recruitment was mainly done, we contacted a key stakeholder in the province and they helped us identify key people to ask to be part of the focus groups. And then we used the discussion guide that was developed based on the outcomes of a literature review and in combination with informal discussions with experienced professionals, and these sort of led the conversation. So I'll start with the highlights from the remedial program focus groups, and overall the responses varied among the jurisdictions. And the responses were also on a continuum. There is variable level of knowledge. The instrument selection was based on resources. There's a heavy reliance on self-reported information, and a range of barriers exist. So specifically looking at the knowledge of risk assessment instruments, agencies that were affiliated with research departments tended to have the most knowledge, and the training, shadowing, and mentoring, feedback, and structured orientation led to staff retention among these agencies. And the opposite was true. So the fewer trainings, more limited shadow mentoring and feedback, and unstructured orientation led to a higher staff turnover, which limited the knowledge of what all of these staff members knew about the instruments. And of course, there was resource limitations. The instruments generally were selected according to program goals, and they were, for the most part, usually based on research and evidence-based. However, there were some resource constraints, and some of those did result in having to choose different instruments. So for the most part, the jurisdictions acknowledged that other instruments may be preferable from a research perspective, but resources made them choose a different one. Most of these instruments were based on self-reported information, and interesting, the onus is on all of the offenders to participate. So an offender that does not participate in a remedial program cannot be relicensed. There also was limited to no ability to determine participation rates, and there was no ability to track or follow up with the offenders. So among the remedial programs, there were many barriers that were identified across the jurisdictions. Offender assignment to programs were mandated by policy rather than by assessment outcomes, and this can result in a higher risk offender being placed in a lower risk program. There is limited to no feedback on client follow-through related to recommendations and outcomes, which is challenging to measure the performance of an offender, see how well they do throughout the program. And then remedial programs were offered inconsistently across the jurisdictions. Many of them were located in city centers, so they were created transportation problems because they don't have their license, so they can't get to the city by themselves, so they need to figure out other ways. And this makes it more challenging to participate and benefit from the program. The focus group highlights from the criminal justice system also varied across the jurisdictions, and some of these justice professionals were familiar with the remedial programs that were offered, where other jurisdictions were less familiar with the justice system professionals were less familiar with those programs. So more knowledge from the justice professionals about remedial programs offered in the jurisdictions would be beneficial, as well as more communication is needed between the remedial program and the justice system. So the instruments specifically are used to screen for drinking problems or risk of recidivism. And there are a number of variety and instruments used in the assessment. Jurisdictions recognize the variety of instruments provides a more insight and covers more range of the issues. And so they try to use multiple instruments to be able to cover all of these issues. But they did identify that there were some gaps in these instruments, and they don't always account for all of the cognitive deficits, the psychiatric disorders, the level of education, ethnicity, or gender differences across any of the offenders that come into the programs. One objective of the focus groups was to collect information on instruments currently being used in Canada, and this is a list of the 8 that are most commonly used to varying degrees across the 5 jurisdictions that we that were part of the focus groups. But it is important to point out that instruments are most effective once they have been adapted and suited to a particular population. So if we look specifically at DWI offenders, first-time offenders, female offenders, or juvenile offenders. The ongoing aspects of the project, we are actually finishing up our criminal justice survey. And by criminal justice professionals, I mean the Crown, defense counsels, judges, and probation officers. Unfortunately, we didn't have many of those within the focus groups participate in the first time, so we wanted to augment the findings of the focus groups with their input, so we decided to survey them. And we also wanted to get a better understanding of practices and experiences with the risk assessments of impaired drivers within the justice system. So the preliminary findings from this criminal justice survey was that about 75% are unaware of any tools that are used to assess the risk of impaired drivers. About 50% do not know who conducts the survey assessment of the offenders, and over 45% think that those accused should undergo risk assessments. And 60% believe that there are insufficient support resources such as programs and services that are available to deal with impaired drivers. And in conclusion, risk assessment practices for impaired drivers are quite diverse across Canada, and efforts are needed to leverage strength and address the critical gaps. And if you would like further information about this study, you can go to the TRF website at turf.ca, and my information is at the bottom. Can I do questions?
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.